CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com, where you can also read the full URLs, which in general will not be read out in this bulletin. Good morning, it's Sunday the 2nd of December 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Listen for Yota stations, introduction to amateur radio workshops at Bletchley, high altitude balloon news. Yota month has just started. The first club to activate the GB18 Yota call sign was Aberkenfig Radio in Bridgend. On the 1st of December, Sandringham School Amateur Radio Club, with help from Verulam ARC, will activate it on Monday the 3rd. On the 5th, it's the turn of Swansea Radio Club, then Silcote School on the 6th and Hilderston Radio Club on the 8th. If you hear these stations and others around the world taking part in Yota Month, please take the time to contact the young people. The RSGB is still taking bookings for the introduction to amateur radio workshops, running in association with Bletchley Park on the 15th and 16th of December. These workshops will give an introductory insight into the world of amateur radio, as well as a chance to see the RSGB's National Radio Centre. So spread the word to any friends, family members, colleagues who might be interested in finding out more about our amazing hobby. Full details, including booking information and prices, can be found at tinyurl.com/YA70XJVA. On the 6th of December, a team from High Impact on the Wirral will launch another high-altitude balloon in conjunction with pupils from St Bridget's Primary School in West Kirby. Once again, they'll launch from Welshpool. They're hoping as many local amateurs and SWLs as possible will assist in feeding the data to HabHub using the DLFLDIGI software. They'll be launching at around 10:45 a.m. using a license-exempt transmitter with the call sign St Bridget, that's STBRIDGET, on 434.650 MHz USB and RTTY, 50 baud, 425 Hz shift, 7 bits, no parity, to stop bit. Two more 2018 RSGB convention lecture videos are available on the members section of the RSGB website. Don Greenbaum, N1DG, talks about KH1/KH7Z, Baker Island D Expedition, and Bo Hansen, OZ2M, lectures on P14, the digital mode for beacons, and why it's such a success. Go to the videos section on the RSGB's website. SpaceX has announced that the SSOA Smallsat Express mission carrying AMSAT's Fox 1 Cliff is now scheduled to launch again the 2nd of December at 18:31:47 UTC. I'll say that again. It was postponed due to high altitude winds at Vandenberg Air Force Base. In addition to Fox 1 Cliff, the SSO Mission A will carry several other amateur radio satellites, including FunCube on ESEO, J11SAT, K2SAT, and XSEED-SAT. The launch window extends for approximately 30 minutes. Fox 1 Cliff has uplinks at UHF and L-bands and downlinks on VHF. And that time, again, was the 2nd of December at 18:31:47 UTC. Now, details of rallies and events in the coming week. Members of the British Vintage Wireless Society are holding a swap meet and auction on the 9th of December at Royal Wootton Bassett Memorial Hall, Royal Wootton Bassett, Swindon Wilts, SN4ATN. Doors open 10 a.m. and the auction starts at around 1 p.m. More details of BVWS membership at their own site. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know at least 3 to 4 months in advance if you want information getting into Radcom. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Def HB9 FXL will be in Cambodia until the 14th of December. Look for him with the call sign XU7AKB on SSB, all bands 40 to 10 meters. QSL via Club Logo QRS. Alan F8FUA will be active as XT2BR from Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, between the 2nd and 11th of December. He plans to operate at CW, SSB and Digital, QSL via F8FUA Director via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Several Russian operators will be signing H7 stroke call sign from Big Corn Island in Nicaragua until the 7th of December. Also look for YN4RRC from the same location. The IOTA reference is NA013. QSLs for the H7 Russian operation go via RZ3FW. Remo HB9SHD is active as H44SHD from Wepi in the Solomon Islands, that's OC149. Until middle of December, he operates FT8 and SSB QSL via call sign. Martin PT2ZDX will be active as PS61, or that might be PS6I, from Itaprica Island, which is SA023, until the 7th of December, QSL F4BHW. Now for special event news, SX60RAAG will be active until the 31st of December, celebrating 60th anniversary of the Radio Amateur Association of Greece. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or Club Logs OQRS. Log search and downloadable awards can be found at the URL you'll find at the end of this bulletin. Please send event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as you can for free publicity on GB2RS and Radcom Online. Note that UK special event stations must be open to the public so our free publicity can help. Now, the contest news. The ARRL 160 contest ends its 40-hour run at 1600 UTC today, the 2nd of December. It uses CW only. The exchange is just the signal report, although American-Canadian stations will send their ARRL or RAC section number. Also today, the 144 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 144 Megs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group's winter marathon began on the 1st of December and runs until the end of January. There are no specific operating periods, just work as many locator squares as you can, when you can, using any mode on the 50 MHz band. On Tuesday, the 144 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only, and it's followed immediately by the 144 Megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC, and the exchange for both contests is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend it's the ARRL 10 meter contest that runs from 0000 UTC on the 8th to 1259 UTC on the 9th using CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with American and Canadian sending their state or province code. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 30th of November. The CQ Worldwide CW contest last weekend showed that you can work DX with zero sunspots. The report showed that stations as far as Arizona and California, plus the Caribbean, were workable in the UK on 20 metres, plus there were reports of some limited F2 layer openings on 10 metres. Chris G0DWV even reported an afternoon grey line opening to Japan on 80 metres using 4 square antenna array for the band. The sun remained spotless last week and geomagnetic conditions were very settled, which no doubt helped the HFDX. The KP index never rose above 2 and was often at 0 for long periods. However, at the time of this report, there was still an alert out for potentially unsettled conditions for Friday the 30th and across the weekend due to ongoing coronal hole activity. NOAA predicts that next week we'll see the solar flux index pegged at 68 again. Conditions should show a little more settled geomagnetically, with a maximum K index of 3 at most during the week. Conditions may be a little worse on Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th due to a high-speed solar wind stream from a recurrent coronal hole that will become Earth-facing again. This is a good time to start thinking about the lower bands. 18 to 160 metres are starting to come into their own with the longer nights. If you've never worked the USA on 80, then it might be worth looking around at UK sunrise. There's often transatlantic SSB activity around the top of the band, especially 3790 to 3800 kHz in the early morning. Now for VHF and up propagation, there's a distinctly unsettled look to the charts again for the next week. This means that Tropo will not be a big player, and the only weather-related DX option is probably limited to some occasional rain scatter on the microwave bands. During the winter months, rain scatter is most likely to around the coasts than inland. Last Tuesday's SHF UK activity contest saw the west of the UK missing out as the rain moved east just before the contest started, leaving a disturbed troposphere in its wake. This highlights the fact that good propagation rarely waits for you if you only operate during contests. Rain scatter paths from East Anglia to the north remain good throughout. Other options might include some aurora on VHF if we're lucky. Space weather woman Dr. Tamitha Skov tweeted last night that we might reach solar storm levels at the beginning of December due to levels at the beginning of December due to the coming fast solar wind, a bit of a tongue twister, so be on the lookout for that. There are three small meteor showers this week. Use Google to find the Make More Miles on VHF website and details. And remember that the big Geminid shower is only 2 weeks away now. Moon declination goes negative today, so moon window will be shorter and of lower elevation as the week progresses. Note that Sunday will be very close to the moon on Friday. Note that the sun will be very close to the moon on Friday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's also all from me until next week.